Briefly recapping Sammy's story, he was originally from Texas, by his early 20s was working professionally with his own band, broadcasting in Oklahoma City, and holding down gigs in Kansas City, which was then in its wild and woolly heyday, working alongside the likes of Hot Lips Page and Big Joe Turner. In 1937, he joined the staff of Decca Records as a recording supervisor, arranger, and pianist for 15 years, and was heard on hundreds of records there. During the 40s, Sammy was in demand for solo residencies at top New York City jazz clubs, like the Downbeat, Eddie Condon's, Cafe Society, and the Famous Door, employing first-rate sidemen like trumpeter Bill Coleman and saxist Ike Quebec. From the 50s on, he traveled widely, especially in Europe, and his activities branched out into business and political activism during the 1960s and 70s. Sammy Price's piano style was less percussive than his Kansas City contemporaries like Jay McShann or Pete Johnson, his tone dark, mellow, and relaxed, a specialist at creating the appropriate mood for blues and rhythm and blues recordings. This shaken loose done for the King Jazz label in the late 40s, an upbeat blues with interesting stop-time effects, is one of Sammy's finest solos on record.
Begun. Do you dig my jive? dig my jive.
Now, old Mac,
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? When jive first started, wasn't a hip cat born. When Adam cracked to Eve, one early dawn. Now Noah jived all the animals into that old ark. Ain't no telling what Adam told Eve in the dark. Do you dig my jive?
Silence, Jack.
Do you dig my jive?
Hello, Mac.
I'll bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? They threw old Daniel into that lion's den. But Daniel jived the lions, so they became his friends. Gale jived Rip Van Winkle on Sleepy Hollow Hill. He wasn't a hep cat, so he's up there still. Do you dig my jive?
Silent Jack.
Do you dig my jive?
No, old man.
I'll bet my from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive?
Do you dig my jive? Yet another fine Texas Bluesicians disc showcasing Sammy Price's piano, singing, and arranging. And Shaken Loose was one of his superb piano blues originals. During the late 40s, Price became associated with clarinetist Mez Mezro, partly the result of their tour of France and joint appearance at the Nice Jazz Festival. Mez was the most public and flamboyant of the three partners who launched the King Jazz record label, which was intended to recapture some of the original roots music of jazz and blues. In practice, though, most of its catalog was built around what turned out to be excellent small band sessions of Mezro with Sidney Bechet, leavened with a few obscure blues singers and some fine blues piano by Sammy. He also joined in many of the Bechet-Mezro sessions for King Jazz, and we'll hear two in this set, including Blood on the Moon, which features an earthy vocal by Sam's old friend from Kansas City days, trumpeter Hot Lips Page. The very first King Jazz session in 1945 was a dozen Sammy Price blues and boogie-woogie solos.
Thank you. Baby, I had a dream about you. You were running, playing with your swing. Baby, I had a dream about you. You were running around, playing with your swing. Well, I ain't no fortune teller, but you're gonna get blood on the moon. Don't let me get back, baby. Change that in, cause that's a sad tune. Well, don't let me get back. Can't get in, cause that's a sad tune. You've been grabbing my allotment checks, so you're getting blood on the moon. Playing me for a clown. I told the judge I had to crawl through my window, cause you were playing me for a clown. And if I was standing before the Supreme Court, girl, I'd have to knock you down. Thank you.
My Lonesome Heart, a heartfelt Sammy Price original, and we heard a sampling of the records Price was making in the late 40s at King Jazz, both as a blues pianist and in the Bechet Mesro small bands. We heard Never Will Forget the Blues and Blood on the Moon featuring a vocal by trumpeter Hot Lips Page.